game with me.
Thanks, Andrew.
27, 28, 29, 30, 31 and a half.
This is not on your order of service, but nevertheless, it's a fairly important thing that we're going to do. Because we would be a strange congregation indeed if we did not mark in some significant way the departure of George Flett from his post as our organist. This is his last appearance at a major service in this building, and it has fallen to me to speak on your behalf. Now, in becoming an organist, George was following in the footsteps of his father, who combined being the skipper of a herring drifter in the waters in the Moray Firth with his duties as a church organist, and also as the leader of the Buckie Fisherman's Choir. So that's the background. And from that background, we have been lucky enough to inherit George. Now, after holding several posts in other parts of the country, George was appointed here as organist in 1981, a mere 3 months after Alec Mitchell became minister. And he has served us as an organist and a choir master, as well as tackling many other duties since that time. Now, like all congregations, we have often taken him for granted. We talk through his voluntaries before the service, treating them merely as background music. We make the assumption that he can play any hymn, anthem, psalm from any hymn book. And many a bride has made exactly the same assumption about music for her wedding, stretching from the remotest classical item to the latest pop sensation. Now, one of George's great strengths is that, given that challenge, he can do it. He does just that. And his professionalism at the keys is what we will all greatly miss. But behind that skill lies a more important ingredient, and that is his quiet, undemonstrative faith. And we have long known, especially in the choir, that what George does for us has been grounded in his desire to lead us in the worship and praise of our God. George, we would like you to come forward now and receive some rather mysterious gifts, which I am about to go and hopefully they're going to be there, and Alison is going to present.
Well, thank you very much for coming, George. I hope I'm not going to get a reputation for giving surprises in the congregation, but we couldn't let this go. First of all, we'd like you to receive this bowl, which is inscribed. And I thought that might come in useful, actually, for your healthy eating, because the fruit could go in there. Okay.
Is there an envelope? No.
Lovely. We've had this rather special card made for you, and we hope that this reminds you of your years in St. Leonard's as an organist. As to the choir, they can choose which one they are. And there's words in the back there.
Lovely.
Okay, I'll pop that there. And we'd also like you to receive this check with the rest of the money that the congregation have donated, and we'd ask you to buy something of your pleasure. Okay? Thank you very much. And all the best. I wonder if Valerie could come out now, could you? Valerie, I'd like to present this on behalf of the congregation and to thank you for the many years that you've had to sit on your own in the congregation while your husband plays the organ.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to hand over to Anna in the choir now.
George, that's just a few gifts from the choir. I, for one, have enjoyed my time in it, and I will miss you. So that's your few gifts.
Thank you very much, Anna. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
And that's some flowers for you too. That's beautiful. Thank you very much. Thank you. Now, George. The choir have something to say, or should I say it, sing.
Okay. So, yeah, we're not finished yet.
We're not finished.